back now with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we heard about the latest hobby and family games you could consider for your holiday gift list. But if the people on your list prefer to be out and about, well, we've got you covered there, too.
Contributor Andrea Kahn is the chief travel officer for the website The Family Backpack, and she joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
A couple of years ago, we talked about the gift of travel, but in this case, let's talk about the gift of travel stuff for people who might be looking for unique things to help them on their journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, our society has changed and view vacation more as a necessity versus a luxury. And along with that, it's about giving the gift of experience. So that's the first thing that we always talk about at the Family Backpack is giving that gift of experience. So maybe instead of celebrating the holidays here in Milwaukee, maybe it's heading somewhere on a trip together as a family, and that's the gift to the entire family. But a couple other ways to view that is around the holiday times, asking relatives for gift cards. So you could ask for a gift card to Airbnb or Shore Trips or Southwest Airlines or gas cards or museum. You could ask for a museum pass. Museum passes can be used throughout the country, and you can get discounts at other museums. So those are things that you can ask for, or you can give other members in the family. As far as other tangible things to actually wrap up and allow people to open, one of the backpacks that we're the family backpacks, so we spend a lot of time looking at backpacks, but one of the best backpacks that we found over the years is called Baby Bandit. And it's actually a diaper bag. And it was made by a New Zealand couple that lives in Europe. And they've done a lot of long-haul flights from Europe back to New Zealand. So they came up with this backpack that holds baby bottles. And it's insulated to keep them warm or cold, whatever you need to do. It has so many zippers and compartments that we actually use it with our kids now, who are much older. We're past the diaper stage. But because of all the pockets, it helps keep the Legos separate from the markers and the magic clay or the Play-Doh or all the other things that we like to bring when we travel, just to help keep kids entertained. So that is a top pick for us here at the Family Backpack. If you have kids that love Legos, like my kids do, we found the Mod Family My Brick Case. So it's actually not made by Lego Company. It's made by another company. You can order it off of Amazon.
Using Lego as a generic term
exactly,
here where we probably
exactly.
shouldn't.
Exactly. But it's like a little suitcase, and you open it up, and it has the little
compartments.
The compartments. Right. So you can have it in the car on a road trip, and they can build the Legos. Obviously, it's easy to take on a plane as well, open it up on a tray table, and they can build away to their heart's content, and then the Legos don't go everywhere. So we really like that one. Another discovery, as we travel a lot, our whole team travels quite a bit, is we found it's called OTG 24/7 bags, and they're actually vegan bags, and they have this whole number system. I have them in my everyday handbag, but they allow you to better organize. So like bag number, I think it's 6 for me, has my daughter's EpiPen, Benadryl, hand sanitizer, hair ties, those types of things. Bag number 2 is for all of the chargers and headphones and all of that. But again, it just allows you to be more organized. I mean, sometimes, especially as moms, we look inside our handbags and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know where anything is. So this really helps. So this is a great gift for mom. This is also a great gift for teens. They have really cool, trendy prints. So it would be a big hit with teens as well.
And you said it. You said they're vegan. That means no leather, presumably.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So that's great. We also love the Waypoint Goods travel scarf. So this is actually like an infinity scarf that you can wrap around. But what makes it really cool for travel is there's a secret zipper in there that you could stick credit cards, passports. So especially depending on where you're going in the world, if you're a little nervous about pickpocketers and other scenarios, this is a great way to keep everything right on you, safe and secret. So we love that. Another item that is going to be featured in our holiday gift guide is actually made by a local artist, a local company, a mom out of Whitefish Bay. It's called Bird's Tail Design. And she makes these bracelets that allow you to, they're made out of certain stones that absorb essential oils. Hmm. So you can actually take your doTERRA oils, for example, and put those onto the essential oils bracelet, and it absorbs that, and it just helps. I mean, I could go on about how great essential oils are, but peppermint is great for car sickness and motion sickness. Lavender is obviously a great one for calming and soothing. There's a lot of other products like tea tree oil, again, all great for traveling. So this bracelet allows you to have those great, you know, smells right there to help with that while you're there.
It's like one step beyond C-bands.
Exactly, exactly. So those are our top picks right now, again, in the travel segment, because it is nice to have, you know, some things to unwrap as well.
I was going to ask, you mentioned all these various bags, and I know one of the issues anytime we fly and go through security is the issue of what has to come out of bags and what can stay in bags. How important a part of the equation is being able to take stuff out for you?
Well, I would tell you to do either global entry or TSA pre-check, and then you don't have to worry about that. Except there are some still really small airports in the country where you still, doesn't matter if you have TSA pre-check. But yes, these bags actually, you would still need, they do make, OTG actually does make some clear bags, but you'd still have to take them out for TSA. So
that part of the equation is never much fun, regardless of what kind of bag you have, unless you have TSA pre.
That's right. Yeah, I highly recommend getting that. You can even do it at airports now, where you just go in for a short interview. So
maybe that could be part of the holiday gift.
Yes, exactly.
The gift of TSA pre.
Exactly.
Andrea Kahn, thanks. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too, Mitch.
Andrea Kahn is the chief travel officer for the website The Family Backpack. You can find a list of her travel gift selections at wuwm.com.